promise we're gonna move as fast as we can, because I want everyone to get to the gas problem. Okay, now you should go. Try it again.
There we go.
Try that. Okay. Now, well, this is if you have the podium. Same podium. If you have the podium, there's a little pencil down there. Click that, and you can draw your name. Yeah. Okay. Then hit the. Then hit the pencil again. Show that there. Yeah, it's a little weird with how small the screen is and everything. While you're doing that, let me play some music. Necessarily need music, but that's going to happen anyway. Okay, sorry about the little delay there.
Hey, Cyrus.
Yes.
This isn't like scrolling up.
Hit the, can't draw on it?
No, I already drew on it. It's already up there.
Okay.
Maybe hit the save button and then.
Save button. Alright, well. Try drawing one more time. Okay, I'm just going to get the introduction going. This is Furry Charity Jeopardy!
Woo!
Yay! Here we go. We have Sabai, Gabriel, and Rachel.
Yeah!
Yay! First of all, let's, I know the, where the microphones are, but let's just go ahead really quickly and introduce yourself to the crowd. Oh, here are the microphones.
Hello everyone, I am Sabai. I am from Atlanta, Georgia. And obviously I'm a furry. And my interests include writing and drinking Pepsi.
Hello, my name is Gabe, 24, from Chicago. But I moved to Seattle. I don't know how much to do, just I'm trying to get back into drawing, but I would do a serious art block, so it happens, but that's it.
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm a furry artist from Southern Worcester, Massachusetts, and I'm really excited.
Question, how have all your cons been, Okay, so you can put the mic down. Okay, so this is actually going to be a special game of Jeopardy because the intention was, as I said, for celebrities, and we're going to be playing for charity money. What's going to happen is there's actually going to be three rounds of play. There's going to be the Jeopardy round, which will have values of 100 to 500, with one daily double. The double Jeopardy round, which is 200 to 1,000 with two daily doubles. And then a triple Jeopardy round, which would be 300 to 1,500 with three daily doubles. And then a final Jeopardy. Before I load the board, I do want to give a shout out to a furry named Rubicante, who was instrumental in helping me get the questions rewritten so they work better for what we have here. And we'll go ahead and load the board for the first round.
There it is. Very faint, but it's...
All right. Well, I've got... Check the volume on the projector. So I've got my laptop.
Yeah, these buttons here.
Is there volume on the...
There is. It's the little buttons here, but I'm doing this too, so I can't really... Yeah, there's buttons on around that circular thing. Try one of those. There it is. You got it.
All right, I'm going to hit the...
That's probably way too much, actually. Yeah, just going to be loud. Yeah, just a little. That's probably enough.
And... That's too loud?
That's fine.
That's fine. Okay. All right. So as I said, you're going to see this. I will activate the buzzers when I get to the last word of the clue. And as I said, your thing's going to light up red. Okay. So let's take a look at the categories we have. We start with something that is barely a category. Next, we have Foxes on Film. Mm. Then the panel you're actually all here to see. No Suiting 101.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Gail cannot make it.
Yeah.
Next, Animals on Flags, Nicktoons, and finally, Cat Dog. Letters C-A-T and D-O-G. Those letters will appear in the correct response in that order. So those letters C-A-T or D-O-G. Right? Because I have Sabai sitting in the first position over here, you get to pick a clue.
How about Foxes on Film for 300?
Okay. She slips back into her old criminal persona of the Crimson Paw to rescue the bad guys from prison. Rachel?
Diane Foxington?
Phrase it in a question.
What?
Phrase it in the form question. What is, who is, that's it.
Oh, who is Diane Foxington?
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, you get the choice of next clue.
First
hitting
101
for
400.
400? Yeah. Okay. For a quick way to disinfect the first between washings, spray its parts with a mix of water and C3H8O isopropyl this.
Is it
Goodbye.
What is that?
Like I said, you need to buzz in sometimes. Okay? Survive, you have control.
First
hitting
101, 300.
This place at a furry convention is reserved for fursuiters as their break area, not as a hangout spot. Rachel.
What is that? Lasagna?
Yep.
Right across the way.
Right across the hall. Your choice?
Barely a category for
400. This bear from Malaysia got its stellar name from the patch of yellowish fur on its chest. Survive.
What is a sun bear?
Yep, that's a sun bear. That's the stellar.
Foxes on Film for 400.
In the Rock Dog movie series, Dharma is a teenage fox who plays this instrument in Bodhi's band, True Blue. Oh, out of time. That was a bass guitar. Hmm. Okay, start control, Spike.
Foxes on Film, 500.
Angelique the Fox is a secretary in the small town of Dirt in this 2011 film about a chameleon voiced by Johnny Depp. Spike.
What is Rango?
Yep, Rango.
Foxes on film, 200.
This box with an extra appendage arrives on Earth and saves Sonic by hitting Knuckles with a police car. Survive.
Who is Tails?
Yep.
Let's see. Animals on flags for 500.
A teenager noticed the inconsistent use of drops of blood on the mother pelican of this state's flag. A redesign was signed into law in 2006. Coming up now, so we'll sort of look. But survive.
What is Louisiana?
That is Louisiana's flag.
Animals on flags, 400.
This Himalayan kingdom known as the Land of the Thunder Dragon prominently features a dragon on its flag. Survive.
What is Tibet?
Not Tibet. Oh. Anyone else? Rachel?
What is Malaysia?
No, that's not that. Gable, do you want to try it? No? That was the flag of Bhutan.
Oh.
So by your store patrol.
Animals on flags, 300.
That's staying double. So you have 1,600, and how much of that do you want to wager?
1,000.
Mm-hmm. Right, here's your clue, you don't have to buzz it. This national animal appears on 10 state flags, most of any creature.
What is an eagle, a bald eagle?
An eagle is right.
Yeah.
So go ahead and make a choice.
Animals on flags, 200.
It's not a llama nor an alpaca, but a vicuña that appears in the coat of arms on this South American country's flag. Rachel.
What is Brazil?
Not Brazil. Anyone else? Survive.
What is Peru?
That's Peru.
Wow. Mm.
First inning 101, 500.
Keep sweat away from the inside of the fursuit head with this thin headgear named after a town in Crimea. Rachel.
What is a balaclava?
Yep. Okay, your choice.
Oh, okay,
you got it right.
Nicktoons for 500.
City of O-Town, home of Rocco, Heffer, and Filbert, is named after this corporation, its largest local business. All right, time. That was the Conglomo Corporation. All right, Rachel, you're still in control. By using their ability to airbend, these large, heavy creatures, like Aang's animal guide, Appa, can fly. What is a flying bison? Sometimes it's called a sky bison. Rachel, you're still in control.
Okay. Neptune's 300, sorry.
300. Is this SpongeBob SquarePants character who got his own spin-off series with his sister Squidina helping him run a variety talk show? Survive.
Who is Squidward?
No, not Squidward. Anyone else? Anyone else? Rachel.
Who is Patrick?
Yes. Oh. Then I'll call the Patrick Star Show.
That went to.
Okay, Rachel, you're in control.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You gave the points to Gabe.
Oh, Gabe got it in? I'm sorry. That was 300, I believe. I apologize on that side. Something went wrong. All right, so Gabriel, I'm going to give you the control, okay? Okay, remember that either the letter C-A-T or the letter D-O-G appear in the response, right? It's an aerial battle between military aircraft, like the one between Snoopy and the Red Baron. Survive.
What is a dogfight?
Dogfight, yes. little slow here. Okay. The choice?
Pet dog, 500.
A golf hole with a fairway that turns at a sharp angle. That's called a dog
leg. Dog leg.
Because it's shaped like a dog's leg.
Oh.
Okay, back to Sabai.
Cat dog, 400.
Pumpkin chucking is a competition where teams launch pumpkins for distance using air cannons, trebuchets, and these ancient weapons. Sabai.
What is it? Catapult.
Yeah. Catapult, yes. All right, your choice.
Cat dog, 300.
The name of this furry convention is a pun on Maine's license plate slogan. Oop, it just went off. Oh, that's the one we already did. Load this again. I have to stop clicking around here. Here we go. Name of this great convention is a pun on Maine's license plate slogan. Should be open. Rachel?
Pride Furcock? I mean, what is Pride Furcock?
No, that's not right. What else? Totally not sponsoring this panel is Furcation Land.
Yep. Pine Furcon lasted for 2 years. This is a newer one.
And it wraps.
Yep, I'm going again.
It's awesome.
All right. Survive.
Cat dog, 100.
This tiny Wonderland resident is first seen sitting on a mushroom where he asks Alice, "Who are you?" Survive.
Who is the Cheshire Cat?
Not the Cheshire Cat. And else?
Oh.
Gabriel.
Who's the caterpillar?
Caterpillar is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Gabriel. This title Disney Outlaw noted, "We never rob. We just sort of borrow a bit from those who can afford it."
Easy.
Bye.
Who is Robin?
Yes.
Yep. I'm good.
Let's see, barely a category for 500.
The second largest bear in the world shares its name with the Alaskan island where it lives. Rachel.
What is a polar bear?
Not a polar bear. Goodbye.
What is it, Kodiak bear?
Kodiak bear. Kodiak Island. All right, you have a choice?
Let's see. Oh, there we go. Animals on flags, 100.
Legendarily, the Aztecs built their capital where they saw an eagle eating a snake atop a cactus, as seen on this country's flag. Rachel.
What is Mexico?
That's Mexico. Rachel.
First city, 101 for 200.
My connection's a little slow this morning. Okay. First suitors should do this to notify the one in the 61 rule, both before and certainly after suiting. Survive.
What is shower?
Showering, yep.
That's a six.
Make the choice.
First suiting 101 for 100.
Even experienced first suitors should always have one of these assistants, named Chelsea, with them for their safety. Rachel.
What is a fursuit handler?
Handler, yes. As in Rachel Handler. Your choice.
Nick
200. Liza's last name is Thornberry, not Doolittle. Yes, she has this smashing special ability that comes in handy on her family's travels. Rachel.
What is
Floyd? No. What else? Survive.
What is the ability to talk to animals?
Talking to animals. Okay, which one?
Nicktoons 100.
Norm and Dag, these angry animals, were going to have a cameo in the Loud House, but Nickelodeon asked the director not to use them.
Let's
Audience?
Angry Beaver.
Angry Beaver.
Gabe's ringing in.
Angry.
Yeah, I think his thing's lagging.
Wi-Fi's slow?
Yeah, Gabe was ringing in.
He was trying to ring in, it didn't work.
So I'll go through?
I saw him touch, yeah.
It's weird, because my system didn't even register it.
Huh.
I'm willing to give you the bathroom, but don't give you the 100, okay?
Okay.
Gabe, would you want to try it?
Barely can't go for 300.
300. Though it's named after a slouch. Though it's named after a slow tree-dwelling animal, this bear native to India can run at speeds up to 20 miles an hour. Buzzers are on. Let me try that again. And go. Nobody? What's a sloth
bear? Sloth bear.
Gabriel, 100 or 200? World Wildlife Fund has used this black and white bear in its logo since 1961. Survive.
What is a panda?
Panda, yep. And here comes the last clue. It may look white, but the fur of this Arctic predator is actually transparent and its skin is black. Rachel.
What is a polar bear?
That's the time for a polar bear. Okay, let's take a look at the scores here. We have Zabai with 4,600, Gabriel is at 500, and Rachel is currently sitting at 0. Rachel, you'll be starting the next round, okay? Before we do that, let me do one quick video for everyone.
Commercial break.
If you've seen my other panels, you've seen this before.
You dropped an apple at a set, but did you die?
It's no secret that furries love game shows. Especially game shows at conventions. And we're happy to bring them to you. The drama. The excitement. The big wins. And even the goofs. Thank you for playing and watching and supporting. Game show furries, look for us at a convention near you.
Okay, so as I said, I'm part of a group that deals with the game shows at conventions. If you get in touch with me, we can always have you be a part of it. One thing I forgot to mention is that because this is charity, I'm going to do something special with the final scores. At the end of the game, I'm going to take all your scores, add them together, and then I'm going to divide it by 1,000, and that's going to be usually donation. Because you were celebrities, whatever your score is at the very end, if it's less than 10,000, I'm going to bump it up to 10,000. So there's going to be a minimum of $30 being donated. Right? On top of the $190, whatever it is, which, by the way, this is an open charity bucket. If you want to come up and just drop money in there, go ahead. Okay, now, Rachel, as I said, you're going to be starting in the double jeopardy round. So the board is loaded, and there are two daily doubles, and these are our categories. Going on a furry road trip. Next, we have game birds. This category bugs me. Musical menagerie. I'm going to give you the titles of songs, and you have to tell me the name of the group that sang those songs, and that group has an animal in its name. Right? Fictional furry species, and finally a favorite, beastly rhyme time. The response is going to rhyme. It's usually going to be two words. So, for example, an airship for a small crustacean would be what is a shrimp blank. Okay? Again, there are two daily doubles. Rachel, you're going to start us off.
Fictional furry species for 1,000.
Come at the bottom. As these fennec fox-looking creatures grow up, they change into the color of the fruit they tend to eat. It's a cute picture. Those are called citrons.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rachel. Your choice.
Okay.
officially called Fox Dragons and found on VR Chat, they're better known by this complimentary nickname. Anybody always recognize them?
The VR person?
They're also called Best Boys. I don't quite understand that.
I've seen the model, I didn't know the name.
Yeah. Okay, Rachel's still on patrol.
Okay. Musical Menagerie 1000.
Okay, name the band that sang Enigata de Vida. Oh, no.
Iron Butterfly.
Iron Butterfly.
Ask the old person.
Yeah.
60s.
Okay, Mitchell.
Three Road Trip 1000.
Bureau of Grain Mosul. Relive history at the Crown Plaza in Costa Mesa, California, the site of this 1989 first ever furry convention. Rachel.
What is the forensic skill tier?
No.
Good guess.
Buzzer should be open.
Oh,
you know what's really funny? I was going to write Francis Skilter as my 1000, but unfortunately, it was like, you know, is anybody going to know what that is?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's
yes.
Zero? What's
yes.
The convention? All right, Rachel, we're still on patrol.
Okay. Furry Room Chip 300.
That's a daily double. Okay, now you have less than 1,000. You can wager the minimum amount on the board, which is 1,000. So,
okay.
You want to wager 1,000?
Sure.
Okay, and again, this is only for you. The Georgia Aquarium's Journey with Gentle Giants program lets you swim with this largest fish in the world. It has two animals in its name.
Oh, catfish.
That's not a catfish.
Catfish.
Let me guess. That's a whale shark. Well, there's still plenty of game. Okay? You still have control.
This category bugs me for 1,000.
The caterpillar does not form a cocoon while changing into a butterfly. It forms this other structure, also starting with the letter C. Rachel.
What is a chrysalis?
Chrysalis, yes.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead.
This category bugs me
300. So once again, same situation. You wager up to 1,000.
1,000.
Okay. Named after a biblical character, this beetle is the heaviest, weighing up to 3.5 ounces.
Oh. What is Adam Beetle?
No, it's a Goliath Beetle. Mm. Well, again, still plenty of game left. Come on.
What is the fictional furry species for 600?
This raptor-like species originated in the video game Spore and eventually became an avatar in VR Chat. Rachel.
What is the Evoli?
Yes. You beat out by 4,000th of a second.
Oh my god. Holy shit.
Mm. All right, so you get a choice. All right, once it comes back up, there you go. Go on an American safari to see wolves, bison, and bears in this national park in Wyoming, the first in the U.S. Sabai.
What is Yellowstone?
Yep, Yellowstone Park. Now it's your choice.
Let's see. Musical Menagerie 800.
One, Shambhala, Joy to the World.
His thing isn't hot enough.
You try loading it again.
Are you sure you want this question?
And...
No?
Nothing?
Nope.
He rang in. I saw him ring in.
Okay, Gabriel, what's...
Street Dog Night?
Yep.
Yes, that's right.
Nice.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say there's an odd number.
Okay, Gabriel, go ahead.
Musical Menagerie for 600.
Mr. Jones, Long December, Accidentally in Love. Sabine.
What is Counting Crows?
Counting Crows, yeah. Yes. All right, your choice.
Musical Menagerie 400.
When I Grow Up, Stick With You, Buttons, Don't You? Anyone? Got About the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh.
All right, Mike.
Musical Menagerie 200.
Heartache Tonight, Beacon in Town, Hotel California.
Well, who are the Eagles?
The Eagles,
yep.
Yes. Go ahead.
Let's try Beastly Rhyme Time for 1,000.
Remember the phrase rhymes. A curse put upon a short-tailed wild cat. Survive.
What is a lynx jinx?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Same category, 800.
To ridicule Bambi and his herd. Goodbye.
What is to jeer deer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Same category, 600.
A series of college classes on equine studies.
Awesome.
Goodbye.
I like that.
What are horse courses?
Horse course, yep.
Yeah.
Horse course. Same category, 400.
A public recreational area for Makos and Great Whites. Whoops, my mistake. Let's do that again. Public recreational area for Makos and Great Whites. I saw Gabriel first.
What's a whale toilet?
No. Anyone else? Goodbye.
What is a shark park?
Shark park.
Shark park.
Yep.
I
think he gave the points to Gabe.
What's that?
I think
he gave the points to Gabe.
Oh, okay.
So that's 900 there. And 8. Don't use the number keypad. Yep.
Okay, and Beastly Rhyme Time 2.
To click happy. Little Bo Peep's flock being sold at a deep discount.
I like that. Oh, Gabe's ringing in.
Not working?
Oh, yeah, I have no, he rang out.
Yeah.
You rang in?
What is it? Cheap sheep.
Cheap sheep, yep.
Yeah.
Adorable.
All right, so we have...
Still so happy about horses.
Gabe doesn't seem to ever get the ringer.
Okay, Gabe?
I believe fictional bird species before.
Protogens are so named because they are the prototype models for this other cyborg species. Okay, now what's really weird is that you're buzzing in before I even on the button, which is strange. So I'm seeing, what happens is I'm seeing Gabriel buzzing in before I even hit the button to unlock it. Hmm. That's strange. So Gabe, you want to go for it?
Is it locking him out because he's hitting it too soon?
It should be locking him out.
I think Rachel
gave first. Well, okay. Yeah, I'm seeing Rachel buzzing in, but you're saying, I just want to make sure, you're showing that you're buzzing in before. Yeah, because I think what it's supposed to be doing is supposed to be showing the time if you buzzed in. And if you buzz in too early, you get some kind of like yellow exclamation point. Do you ever see that? No? Ooh, strange. Okay, but let's do this. Let me give Rachel the chance here, okay?
What is a prime gen?
So did Rachel those points? Okay, so Rachel, go ahead. Let's pick.
Okay. Game birds for 1,000.
Buzzards, an ostrich, and a stork are mounted by knights in this 1982 Williams arcade game. Survive.
What is joust?
Joust, yes. Okay, go ahead.
Fictional furry species, 200.
The design of this creature with a cheese wedge-shaped head was actually inspired by rabbits and fighter aircraft. Survive.
What is a circle?
Yep. Yes, circles were inspired by the design of rabbits and fighter aircraft.
Wow.
That's what the creator said.
Okay. Game birds, 800.
In Animal Crossing City Folk, he says, I'm a mail carrier. Don't ask me if I carry babies. We asked the storks to do that. Should be open. Okay, but what did you see? Because it showed you buzzing in. So.
That was from the previous question.
What's that?
That was the previous question. He buzzed in before Seagull.
Maybe it's delayed.
Aren't buzzes delayed by like a full minute?
I can tell there's a delay, but it really should be responding to the presses. I mean, I know I'm running on a wireless connection right now.
You need to go back to this.
Let me do this. Let me load the blue back up. I'm going to try it one more time, okay? And I'll give it like a 3-second countdown, okay? 3, 2, 1, go. Nothing?
It's on screen.
Did any of you have a guess on that? No. Who's Pink Pelican? Okay, let's go survive for this one.
Game birds, 600.
This red crested Dreegull finally gets out of her bear partner's backpack in a Nintendo 64 sequel. Survive.
Who is Kazooie?
Kazooie, yes. I appreciate you all dealing with the technical problems here, and I do apologize to Gabriel about that. Alright, so back.
400.
Red, Chuck, and Bomb are members of the flock in this mobile game from Rovio. Survive.
Who are, what is Angry Birds?
Angry Birds, yes. Choice?
Game Birds, 200.
Do you want to try like a mobile hotspot?
I don't have one.
Oh, I can make one.
Yeah, please. What's the name?
It's just going to show up as.
Oh, wait, there it is.
It just did.
Okay. These iconic birds from the Final Fantasy series. These iconic birds from the Final Fantasy series did not show up until the second game. And oh god, what's it called?
It should just show up as iPhone.
Just iPhone.
Yeah.
Apologies. Password.
Oh, it's just Jeopardy.
With an exclamation point.
Wait a minute, I just did it on my phone, not the...
Oh.
I was wondering about that.
My apologies, just a...
Capital J.
Yes. Excuse me. Thank you very much. Connected. Try it one more time.
Yeah.
These iconic words from the Final Fantasy series did not show up until the second game. So bye.
One hour chocobos.
Chocobo, yes.
Alright. This category bugs me. 600.
Mantis religiosa is the scientific name of this insect. Rachel.
What is a praying mantis?
Yes.
Sorry.
Alright, your choice?
Furry worms or furry.
Got an hour to spare? Lock yourself in at Fuzzy Logic in Downers Grove, Illinois, a furry run business offering these puzzling experiences. Rachel.
What is an escape room?
Yep. Make your choice.
On the way
to Midwest Fur Fest, stop at the Whiting, Indiana Hall of Fame of these performers, like the Philly Fanatic.
Oh.
Survive.
What are our mascots?
Yes, there's a mascot Hall of Fame. Two clues left.
400.
The only fertile member of a colony of ants or termites is this female. Survive.
What is the queen?
Yep,
yeah,
that's right.
Queen.
And here comes the last clue. This guy really bugs me. Our city sang about these insects, also known as lightning bugs.
Yes.
Rachel.
What is
Fireflies? Yes. Okay, so with that, that's the end of the Double Jeopardy round. We have Survivor with a big lead of 11,800, Gabe with 1,100, and Rachel with 200. We're going to be going into the Triple Jeopardy round, where it will be three daily doubles.
And
we have a good chance to catch up here. And I'm going to do one last video for you.
When we're not putting on game shows at conventions, we play them in VR. Two nights a week, you can join us on VR Chat for VR Game Show Night, a growing library of classic games with a growing community of players. VR Game Show Night, two nights a week on VR Chat.
So you have a set of VR worlds with, I think, like at least 20 different sets of classic shows. If you get in touch with me, I can get you onto the Discord servers, and you can join us from there. All right? So let me jump over to the Triple Jeopardy round. As I said, there are going to be three daily doubles, and we have 300 1,500 values. And Rachel's going to start us off because you're in last place. So here are the categories we have. British Down Under, Children's Literature, Live Action and Animation, 12 Letter Words, Furry and Anime.
Oh boy.
And the reason why we're here, Furries for Charity.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay. So Rachel, you're going to start us off.
Children's Literature,
1,500. Peter Rabbit gets chased after ignoring his mother's warning, don't go into this man's garden. Anyone? Who's Mr. McGregor?
Mm-hmm.
McGregor, this is McGregor's garden. All right, Rachel. As when the lion appears in all seven of C.S. Lewis's novels about this magical kingdom. Hi.
What is Narnia?
Yes. Okay. Your choice.
furry and anime for $1,200.
This title restaurant once offered desserts called the Bear Bear Parfait, the Panda Parfait, and the South Pole Parfait. See what the audience know?
Working?
Nope.
Polar Bear Cafe?
Polar Bear Cafe. That's about your choice.
Furry and anime, $1,500.
Italian for Red Pig, this 1992 Studio Ghibli film features a World War I fighter pilot cursed to have a porcine head. The movie's called Porco Rosso,
yeah.
Survive?
Furry anime,
in Fruits Basket, the Soma family's 13 members are possessed by the animal spirits of this 12-year calendar cycle. Plus a cat. Sabai.
What is the zodiac calendar?
More specific? Five, four, three, two.
The Chinese zodiac. What is the Chinese
zodiac?
Yep. Chinese zodiac. Okay. Choice?
Furry and anime, $600.
Alright, so you're up by 12,800 here, so how do you want to do this?
Let's make it a small one. 1,000.
1,000. Okay, here's your clue. The name of this main character from Two Stars was inspired by the name of an actor who played Dracula.
Who is Legoshi?
Yes.
Yep.
Bela Lugosi was the actor. Mm-hmm. Okay, your choice.
12 letter words, 900.
Seabiscuit and Secretariat were both this breed of race or this breed of horse used in racing. Survive.
What is thoroughbred?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
12-letter words, 1,200.
Dolphins and bats use this sonar-like ability to find and identify objects. Survive.
What is echolocation?
Yeah. That's right.